Hello and welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. We are joined today by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad. A fellow visited the beach, and while there near the water, he lost a very expensive watch worth well over $10,000. He wasn't sure if it got swept away in the water, if it got lost somewhere in the sand, and he looked for it, could not find it, and he basically gave up and left. And a friend who had accompanied him thought to himself, hey, you know what, I'll go back, let me see if I could find it. And he goes back to the beach, and he checks, and somehow he does, he uncovers the watch. May he keep it, number one, and does it matter if, say, this second fellow happens to be tough times financially, and he could use the money that the watch is worth, whereas the first fellow is very wealthy, and it may not be such a significant loss for him.
Yes. So, there is the halacha, the basic general halacha when it comes to Hashavas Aveda is, you know, something we've learned, you know, way back in fifth grade, that if somebody finds something after Yush, after the person gives up any hope of you finding it, the halacha is that he's hareza harelo shaloi, he's allowed, doesn't have a siman, he's allowed to keep it. In addition to that, even if he really wants it back, he hasn't really given up hope. But if it's considered zutoy shel yam, if it's taken by the river, and it's like everybody knows there's no chance that anybody is going to find it, even though some people do find it very seldomly, but if it's considered that it's something that's an aveda that he'll never find, so even if he says he's not miyayish and he still wants it back, it's considered yish, it's considered inherent yish, and you don't get it back. That being said, the Gemara tells us that there is a concept of lefnim mishuras adin, that if you know whose it is, you saw the person lose it, even though he was miyayish, you know he was miyayish, or it was swept away by zuta shel yam, there's a halacha of lefnim mishuras adin to give it back. Tosfos explains that we don't want people gaining of somebody else's loss, and this halacha of lefnim mishuras adin happens to be limited to when the person is if the finder is somebody who's an ani, and the owner is an ashir, then there would not be this halacha of lefnim mishuras adin. It's only if they're both the same, or if the finder is an ashir, then there's halacha. Really, it's yours. Pi halacha, it's yours, but give it back anyway because you're an ashir, you can afford it. Give it back. But if it's the other way around, if you're an ani, then there would not be this halacha of lefnim mishuras adin. So the halacha is of the mishuras adinim. In some cases, in this case, the finder of the watch, an expensive watch, sounds like he's an usher. And if it's if an ani found it, there would not be the halacha of the mishuras adin. But if it was the other way around, then there would be the halacha of the mishuras adin. Now the chayisha brings down in siman reish nun tes in hilchas hashavas aveda that there is a concept of also of dina machus adina, because In Din Machus Adina, there is no concept of Yush, and in many regions, many countries, there's the law that a person who finds something, if you know whose it is, you have to give it back, you have to give it to the police to return. So that, since there is the concept in Halacha of Lefnim Mishuras Adin to give it back, so here we would say Din Machus Adina, because it's something that's acceptable, that's for the toiva of the society, and it's sanctioned. It's there is such a concept in halacha as well. So therefore, because of dina machus adina, there would be this halacha to give it back as well. Another reason why to give it back, if you know whose it is, of dina machus adina would require you to give it back even after years, even if you found it in the yam, or if it was after years, there would be halacha of dina machus adina.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive additional ones or to sponsor future videos, please click the link below or visit basehavad.org.